You end up in the hospital for an emergency visit, you're released, get back home, and find a bill in your mailbox. Must be a mistake since you've got insurance, but your insurance company says, sorry, not all your services were covered. So-called balanced billing has left some patients with huge, unexpected bills that are all but impossible to pay. Carol Gentry with Health News Florida reports on the effort in Tallahassee to change that.
If you were run over by a truck, paramedics would take you to the nearest trauma center or hospital. If you're in an HMO, all your bills would be covered: ambulance, hospital, and doctors. But if your health insurance is some other kind, you could be slapped with astronomical bills. Collection agents can come after you. This is called balanced billing.
My name's Cameron Musil. I'm just a private citizen, but my grandma died with a $987,000 bill.
We're at a hearing of the Florida House Banking and Insurance Subcommittee, which is debating a measure that would crack down on balance billing after emergencies. Musil, who works at a Tallahassee insurance agency, came to the hearing for a different issue, but he's seen so many people devastated by unexpected medical bills, including his grandmother, that he was inspired to testify.
When you buy insurance, the in-network, the out-of-network, you don't want to get in a car wreck in Texas and then 3 weeks later get a bill at home for $78,000.
It's one thing to be uninsured. It's another to pay premiums and still get hit with big bills.
As most of y'all know, the number one cause of bankruptcy in America is medical expenses typically. But the scarier thought is that a lot of those people had insurance. But the balance billing, it kills people.
Millions of Floridians are at risk for balance billing, whether they know it or not. They are the ones who have health insurance from a private company that is not an HMO. Most of the not HMOs are PPOs, preferred provider organizations. The main difference is that PPO patients can go outside their network of doctors and hospitals and get much of the bill covered. HMO patients can't except in emergencies. Then Florida law protects them against balance billing. It doesn't protect those in PPOs, a situation that some in both the House and Senate want to change. Representative Carlos Trujillo, a Republican from Miami-Dade County, explained at the subcommittee hearing why PPO patients need protection.
I'm sure a lot of your constituents have PPOs. If they're traveling and have an emergency room situation, not an optional, an emergency room situation, and are forced to go to a facility, they have no way of knowing what that will cost.
Steve Burgess is a state consumer advocate. He says patients who are in desperate pain or about to undergo surgery are in no position to check their insurance plan's list of doctors.
We support this legislation because of the many, many calls that we get from people who are being balance billed in all kinds of circumstances, but the most typical is the emergency room situation.
The Florida Association of Health Plans supports it. Doctors don't. Dr. Vitor Friedman is an emergency physician in Orlando. He's part of a group that handles ER treatment in 10 Central Florida hospitals. He says the doctors don't participate in every plan because some don't pay enough to cover their costs. Friedman says 30% of emergency patients pay nothing at all.
We really don't want to be out of network. And as a provider, the only time that happens is when the insurance payers don't negotiate a rate with us that we can afford to practice at.
Jeff Scott, a lobbyist for the Florida Medical Association, says doctors won't willingly come in the middle of the night to operate if the insurer's payment is too skimpy.
And it's going to add to the list of reasons that physicians already have for not taking ER call.
At a January hearing in Tallahassee on balance billing, a vice president for America's health insurance plans, Leanne Gassaway, said patients think that if they go to a hospital that's in their insurance network, the doctors will all be in their network too. So when they get that big bill from the ER doctor or the surgeon, they feel blindsided.
That is a critical piece that most patients don't recognize, that the providers working within a hospital do not work for that hospital. They work at that hospital. And so it's a different relationship than an employed situation.
A number of committees passed the bill, but its future is still uncertain. For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry in St. Petersburg.
With half the Florida legislative session already over, sponsors of this and other bills are scrambling. Keep up with all the measures dealing with you and your health on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.